Almost every kind of magazine is hooked on a top 10 list. Readers love them, but what about a 10 worst list? Bruce Dixon is an associate editor for the online magazine The Black Commentator. They've created a list. This one, the top 10 worst places to be black. Our correspondent Farai Chidea talked with Dixon about why Wisconsin, of all places, takes the top spot.
Wisconsin has the highest percentage of its black citizens locked up behind bars, and Texas isn't far behind. But Wisconsin has over 4% of its African-American population under lock and key, leading the nation.
Why did you choose prison population or incarceration rates as the measure of where the worst places are for African-Americans to live?
We wanted to look for some useful real-world indicators of how life is being lived in many of our black communities across the land. So how do you find this? Where do you find the worst health conditions, the highest child poverty, the highest unemployment and underemployment, and lowest civic participation? Well, it's kind of easy. Our country is locked up 2.2 million people. We lead the world in incarceration. Our country's black population is one-eighth of the country, but we make up almost half the prisoners. We've locked up so many young black men that in some communities, almost 40% of the workforce has a felony record.
How much were you able to cross-reference the idea of incarceration with these issues of educational attainment, poverty, child welfare? It sounds like a lot of work. How did you set about trying to set up this correlation?
What we basically did is we took the incarceration rates by state and cross-referenced it with census data. If you do this, like I said, you'll find out that the places where the highest number of recently discharged inmates, recently discharged parolees, do happen to be the places with the highest poverty.
I've had some interesting conversations with people in different parts of the country who are, you know, working class black folks who say, you know what, I know three strikes may be racially biased, but I just don't want drug dealers on my streets because they are going to sell to my kids. How do you deal with the very different mentalities within the African-American community? Some people saying we have to dismantle the way the criminal justice system treats young black kids. And some people saying, you know what, the young black kids who are getting arrested need to be off the streets.
I had a child who went to prison for a drug thing, and it kind of woke me up. African Americans are locked up in, say, the state of Wisconsin 11.5 times at the rate of whites. In New Jersey, they're locked up 13 times at the rate of whites. In Illinois, they're locked up 7 times at the rate of whites. This is not an accident. This is not just our failing. The victims of violent crime report those crimes to the police. That's how it works. But the victims of drug crimes don't report it. Instead, with drug crime, authorities decide in advance who to surveil, who to sting, which motorists and which pedestrians to stop and profile or stop and search. So authorities are deciding what to enforce and who to lock up.
What else or who else should be active around this issue that you see is so critical?
We're going to have to see candidates emerge who will run for office saying that we're not going to lock up juveniles with adults anymore. We're going to have racial and ethnic impact statements for sentencing legislation. If I can build a road into the woods and I've got to tell how many snail darters it's going to affect, if I'm going to have new legislation that sentences people, we need to know in advance what that impact is going to be. What's it predicted to be? And then we need to measure it to see if we met it.
Bruce Dixon is the associate editor of The Black Commentator. He recently wrote the cover story, The 10 Worst Places to Be Black, which you can read on blackcommentator.com. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Farai.
Farai Chidea, NPR News.